From Appleton, Wisconsin, this is the Anderson Pens Podcast.
Welcome to Anderson Pens Non-Podcast, Episode 1 for Thursday, July 21st, 2022.
This week we have no podcast. That's right. Due to some insurmountable scheduling challenges, we are unable to produce a full-fledged podcast this week, but we didn't want to, you know, just not do one. So we're doing this. We have no Justin. We have no Justin camera. We're using my iPhone at the moment. We just thought we'd stop by and say hello. And maybe tell a joke. You got a joke?
You know what I learned today?
What did you learn today?
I learned today that if you take a canoe and you flip it over,
yeah,
you can wear it as a hat. It's because it's capsized.
It's capsized. I had a hat one. But I'm not going to use it, though. How do you, Mr. Anderson,
yes.
how do you fix a broken pizza?
I don't know.
Tomato paste.
Oh.
Brr. Usually they cut here, but they're not going to cut.
They're not going to cut. There's no cut.
We just got to keep going. Today's location bumper, you didn't see it, but you were in it.
Okay. I was. Okay.
I took a location bumper of what Justin usually sees, and you came walking out of your office. And so that is, by the way, in case you didn't recognize the location bumper, it's Anderson Pens in beautiful downtown Appleton, Wisconsin. Today, July 21st, you'll enjoy this, is National Junk Food Day.
What do you say?
Well, don't you like junk
food? I do love
junk. Yeah. The July 21st permits us to chow down on the foods we usually don't include in our daily diet. Ha ha. Junk foods, by definition, typically contain high fats, sugars, salt, and calories, and very little nutritional value. That sounds like a fountain pen. Snack a little, enjoy your favorite chips, dips, or treats, treat the family or workplace to a beverage or takeout.
We had donuts.
We had donuts last week. I believe I had one.
Yes.
I did. This Sunday, July 24th, Banner Day. It's National Amelia Earhart Day. National Amelia Earhart Day honors the achievements of the aviation pioneer and is celebrated each year on her birthday, July 24th. She would be 125
wow.
this Sunday. But this
doesn't
Sunday...
doesn't look a day over 29.
Yeah, well, or maybe 39. I forget. This Sunday is also the last stage and the finale of Tour de France.
Tour de France. Which the Champs-Élysées.
You're very excited about.
I'm a big fan.
Big fan.
Big
who's,
fan.
Who's, do you ask who's winning?
Not,
who's in the league?
Not until the last 2 days.
You said something interesting last week. You said it's very possible to not come in first in any stage and still win
correct.
Tour de France.
Correct. You cannot win a single stage and still win the Tour de France.
But generally speaking, you win a couple of stages.
Usually,
but it's possible.
Put your stamp on it.
That's amazing. This Sunday, the 24th, is the last stage for Tour de France and the first stage for
the
women's Tour de France.
Yes.
And it's really the first edition
yes.
of the women's
yes.
Tour de France. That's 8 stages. And that's what I'm interested in.
Yes.
It's about time. Let's just continue here.
Great.
YouTube, last Sunday. We published Anderson Penn Sunday Brunch Menu 13, and we covered how to swap Lamy nibs and how to prepare for a pen show visit and what to do when you get there. And that was fun.
Great.
That was fun. Great. And I didn't bring them this week, but there's good comments in there. We'll probably do
okay.
that on a future brunch we'll go to because several people had additional how to prepare and what to do when you get there, which I thought was fascinating. Tomorrow, Friday, we're going to publish Brian's top 3 vacation pens. Do you remember
great.
That video?
I do. I'm still waiting for the ticket, though.
Yeah, well, tomorrow. And have you seen the video?
Because I watched the video, yes.
You looked really
it's
good.
Spiffy,
I
yeah.
don't know if it was the shirt or the hat or a combination or just that you thought you were going on vacation, but yeah, it was fun. This coming Sunday will be no Sunday brunch. Because of the aforementioned insurmountable scheduling challenges, we were going to do one, but we had to postpone it. And then, believe it or not, Justin is on vacation this week and the beginning of next week. So we won't be able to film another one. The next Sunday brunch will be on Sunday, August 7th. And I chose the topic. We're going to go over in detail all 7 of the, what do you call them? Sailor's standard nibs?
Yeah, the standard nibs.
The standard nibs by Sailor. And I wanted to do that specifically because I think last week we talked about the Zoom, and
okay.
I wanted a refresher on all
mm-hmm,
of them.
Great.
In our next real podcast, 1 week from today, we'll do my Ink of the Week. We're going to skip it this week, but we'll do it next week. It's going to be Bungo Box June Bride Something Excellent. Blue. I'll tell you all about my... A little preview is I like it. It's gorgeous, but it should probably be called June Bride Something Like Blue. and we'll have in our hands, here's a preview, because we'll do it again next week. I got another pen. This one's mine.
It is.
This is Sailor Pro Gear Slim Line Friends Sally. Yep. And she's just so much fun. I can't see it. I'll hold it closer.
It's a lovely color. The section is a little bit different.
There's three colors on here. The finials and the section and the barrel and the cap. And my section is a little sparkly.
Yep.
I don't know about yours.
Yep. That's,
you've got Teddy there.
Yes. Mr. Brown. Brown, I should say.
Oh, that's right. His name is Brown.
Brown.
And this
yep.
is Sally. And Sally, yesterday on Instagram and other social media, we did that nib dough. So we get a really good close-up of her nib. And it's this nib on my pen. Just so y'all know,
I love this brown. This is just adorable. Yeah, this little bear.
It is a nice brown,
yeah.
But this one screamed for my attention.
Yep.
And therefore it has it, and I got the extra fine because I've been looking for an extra fine. It is a Pro Gear Slim.
Slim,
which means it's a little small, but it is not too small.
It's really postable. It's perfect.
You would post it. You post a lot. I don't have to post it. I could post it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when a pen is this size, I will post it, but I can use this without posting, and it is just fun. It makes me smile.
Yeah.
It makes me smile. And you have something cute over there.
Yes, I do.
I don't know if we talked about these.
I can't remember if we talked about them or not. These are Puni Labo pen holders.
Pen stands. And you have a black cat.
I have a black cat.
They come in other varieties. Mm-hmm. They'll probably be here by the time we do the next podcast.
But yeah, and it comes with a little magnet, so I've got a magnet on my desk, and then it just stands on the desk.
So you could put them all over your refrigerator.
Maybe not on the refrigerator.
Well, you wouldn't put pens in them, I bet.
Yes.
So hopefully they'll come in between now and the next podcast. This is another one of my new pens.
Yes.
How did I manage to get two pens from you this week? This is dangerous. But they're just so cute.
They are.
They're so cute.
I love them.
You like the baby seal. I think
the sail is really because it doesn't come in any of the other Puni Labo.
Right. It is. It's just a white little blob.
Yes.
With little. Yeah. Yeah.
It's cute.
And we will next week, of course, recap the collective answers for our latest contest question, which was how many ink samples do you have? Plus, we'll have big news about something we can't really talk about. That's that one.
Can we say that?
I think we can. Everybody knows Hobonichi's coming.
Hobonichi's coming. So we just got the preview.
Yeah.
Which we can't show to anybody. And we just placed our order.
So, but I think September 1st is Hobonichi Day. And I've already picked mine.
I think we're at 116 different products.
Different products.
Yep.
Yeah, and at least three of them have my name.
Really, really, some really nice ones.
Some
really
very nice ones that you're not going to be able to see until I think September 1st. Actually, I think it's like 9 a.m. or something mm-hmm. in Japan on September 1st.
Yep.
So we do it at that time,
yep.
which is the day before. But currently, you made this live on the site.
Yes.
The Hobonichi 2023 product is on the site. You can just sign up for back in stock notifications there, and you'll be notified as soon as everything is put online and made live.
Yep.
And that'll probably be the eve of September 1st.
Yeah, they're expecting to ship early again this year, so we got ours well in advance last year, so that'll be
right. That is exciting. Something new. Used to be we'd have to start the sale on September 1st and say we will ship when we get it. Last year we had everything.
Yep.
And we're hoping that will be the same this year.
Yeah. It sure looks like it anyway.
Yeah. This was a fun little podcast.
Yeah.
That's a non-podcast. Excuse me.
Non-podcast.
I did put up the line there for you if you want to try it.
Great. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. I hear. There's a store in Chicago.
There is a store in Chicago, the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton. It's open 7 days a week. You can find Lisa there. And chicago.andersonpens.com is the website.
Is there a website?
Chicago.andersonpens.com.
Please like this video and consider subscribing to our YouTube channel. Wait a minute. I didn't ask if anybody wanted to guess what that pen is. And I haven't seen it. But since it's here, it's obviously an ST DuPont. And it's got to be your
line
D-meter.
Line
D-meter. Line D-meter. Let's show it to you. You like that.
I love this.
And
it has no ink in it right now.
It's just for show. That's the one I used for half an hour and finally had to say, what is this pen? I love it. And I think I had some words of wisdom. What were they? Oh yes, it's a little known fact. Captain Hook could sail a ship single-handedly. Bye.